want you to imagine for a second that you were in the glory of heaven looking down upon this world, you know, with all the darkness that's in this world. And if you could hear the cry of every abused child, and if you could see every drop of blood that was shed through the constant wars and the school shootings and all the other things we hear about in the news every day, and if you could feel the dysfunction and pain from broken families, and even the best of families has friction from time to time, but you know, certainly more so with families going through divorces, abuse, addictions, and just the daily struggles that each one of us faces. And if you were looking at that from the glory of heaven, like what could you possibly do to help the situation? You know, a similar question to think about, what would God do? You know, what's God think when he sees the world in such darkness and he looks down upon this world? And what, you know, what dramatic intervention could he do that would be so powerful that it would actually change this world and set it on a different course? Today's feast day of Corpus Christi gives us the answer. You know, what did God do when he saw this world in such darkness? Well, Jesus Christ entered into human history, and he instituted the Mass. As we hear in the Gospel today, he took bread and he said, "This is my body." And he took a chalice and he said, "This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant." That was the answer of God to all the pain and the darkness and suffering that's in our world. And I think for most people, this would probably seem ridiculous or irrelevant. You're a waste of time. Like, how could what Jesus Christ did at the Last Supper possibly solve all the problems and all the darkness in the world? And that's probably why most people in the world don't bother to come to Mass. And even most Catholics now don't bother to come to Mass every week. But I think if we see the reality of what the Mass truly is, we can recognize how it really is the remedy to all of the darkness in the world. And how the Mass is actually the very hinge in the center of human history. And ultimately, the Mass is the only hope for the human race. Why is that? Well, first reason I'd throw out is for the world to change, human hearts must change. And more than anything else, it's the Mass that transforms the human heart. When we come to Mass, what we witness is the action of Jesus Christ and his example of complete and total self-sacrifice for the ones that he loves. You know, we see the perfect example of true and authentic love, laying down one's life for another. And we see the greatness of what human beings are created to be, that we're created to imitate that love. And when we receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, it's an encounter with pure and authentic love, the greatest and most powerful love that we can ever experience in this world. And first, in order for us to be whole as people, we must experience that love. We must understand what it means to be part of God's family. And the power of his love to heal our hearts is incredible. And then, in turn, once we experience that love within ourselves, it teaches us how to reflect that love to others. You know, how to overcome the selfishness and the greed and the lust that are part of fallen human nature. You know, the ability for a person to look at another and say, "This is not a person I need to be lusting after. This is a real person, and I need to deny my desires and treat this person with charity." Or, "I don't need to be worried about greed and financial gain. I need to see the person who's right in front of me and treat them with the respect that they're due." And so it's the Mass is the center of a healthy person, you know, because we have to first experience love and learn how to show that authentic love to others. And the Mass is the center of any healthy, thriving family, because in order for a family to truly be a place of charity, we need to know what charity is. And so if we place the Mass at the center of our lives, and if we place the Mass at the center of our families, it will heal us, and true and authentic charity will reign. The second reason why the Mass is so central is because the Mass is the center between the battle of good and evil. It's the very focal point between the battle of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of Satan. Why is that? Well, sin is the ultimate root of all the evil that's within our world. You know, every bit of suffering, every bit of pain, there would be no pain, there would be no suffering, there would be no death if it weren't for sin. And sin is the ultimate cause of that. And so Calvary, when Jesus Christ offered his life in sacrifice, was when he conquered sin. And Calvary is represented to us right now in this church, on this altar, when we celebrate Mass. This is the victory, the definitive victory of Jesus Christ over sin. There's no forgiveness without the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which is offered to us today at the Mass. And so the Mass keeps us centered on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and it enables the fruit of his redemption, his victory over sin, to enter into us, into our lives. You know, worthy reception of the Eucharist, you know, has the power to root out vice within us and to truly transform us. And so it's important for us to understand that the Mass is the center between the battle of good and the battle of evil. And the third reason that I would give as to why the Mass is so important and why it is the remedy to the darkness in the world is because the Mass puts us into proper relationship with God, and it orders our lives properly. In order for us to live healthy, properly ordered lives, first we have to be obedient to God's commandments. And he gives us the commandment to keep holy the Lord's Day. But he also offers us the covenant. He says, this is the covenant in my blood. A covenant is a family relationship where God is bringing us into his family and establishing a relationship of love with us. And so for our lives to be ordered properly, we have to center those on the covenant. And the way in which we participate weekly in the covenant is by coming to Mass each Sunday. And so flowing from that, if we put the covenant as the center of our life, everything else will fall into its proper place and will become properly ordered as well. You know, if we're placing the covenant with Jesus Christ as the center of our life, and if we recognize how important the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in atoning for sin is, you know, suddenly sports aren't going to be that important. You know, getting a new boat or a new car suddenly isn't going to be that important in the face of the sacrifice that atones for sins and to open up the gates of heaven to us. And so it'll transform our values and our priorities. You know, the Mass teaches us to accept suffering with trust, as Jesus Christ accepted the suffering that his Father called him to undergo. It teaches us to forgive others as Christ forgave those who were crucifying him. You know, every virtue is exemplified in this sacrifice. And so, you know, if we put this at the center of our life, it puts everything in proper relationship, beginning first and foremost with a proper relationship with God. I think a good question for us to ask is, if the Mass is so powerful, how come for many people they can come to Mass each week and they don't experience the effects? It doesn't transform their life. Well, I think what's lacking in the spirituality of many Catholics and why the fruits of the Mass don't come to fruition is silent meditation. You know, silent meditation is where we open the doors of our heart to internalize what's happening, where we recognize in our mind the power of the grace and we allow it to transform us. If we don't have silent contemplation, if we just run into Mass, receive the Eucharist, and run out, and we don't open the door to meditation, then we're blocking the action of grace. You know, God is not going to force his grace upon us. He wants us to cooperate with our free will. And so silent meditation opens the door to that transformation. And that's why the traditional Latin Mass is so important, because there's so much silence. That's why Pope Benedict wanted the traditional Latin Mass celebrated in every parish, which we have offered twice a month here at St. Mary of the Woods. And why Eucharistic Adoration, which we offer Thursday evenings, is so important, because it enables silent meditation and it opens the door for the grace of God to work within us. We're going to have a period of an opportunity for silent meditation, where we'll have several minutes of adoration at the end of Mass today. And that enables us, and I certainly encourage you to take that opportunity to enter more deeply into the Eucharist, to open the door to the action of grace and to unleash the power of God's mercy into our lives and into our broken world. And to never underestimate the power of the Eucharist and how it can transform our world if we open the door to the grace that Jesus Christ offers us.